Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 22, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Lockheed Martin shares tumble on surprise program losses, slashing Q2 earnings. Lockheed Martin Corp shares plummeted 7.2% in pre-market trading after announcing over $1.6 billion in program-related charges, leading to a significant drop in second quarter earnings. Revenue fell short of expectations at $18.2 billion, with net earnings decreasing to $342 million, or 1.46 per share. The company cited cost overruns and performance issues, resulting in a $950 million charge on a classified aeronautics program. Despite the losses, Chairman Jim Teichlet reassured investors of Lockheed's vital role in global operations and long-term growth prospects. Cash generation also took a hit, with cash from operations dropping to $201 million and free cash flow turning negative at $150 million. Lockheed maintained its full-year guidance, projecting sales of $73.75 billion to $74.5 billion, but reduced the diluted EPS forecast to $21 to $22.
NEA leads $47 million Series A for Firestorm. Lockheed Martin Ventures among defense-focused backers. New Enterprise Associates recently led a $47 million Series A round for San Diego-based Firestorm Labs, with defense-focused venture firms like Lockheed Martin Ventures, Decisive Point, Washington Harbor Partners, and Booz Allen Ventures also joining the round. Firestorm's use of distributed additive manufacturing for unmanned aerial systems is crucial for troop safety and U.S. leadership in unmanned systems. Lockheed Martin Ventures sees deployable drone printing as a key defense tool. Firestorm plans to scale XCell with the funding, allowing teams to build and repair drones on the battlefield. This milestone enables Firestorm to deliver battlefield-ready solutions faster and at scale, reducing production timelines and costs. Investors like Washington Harbor Partners and Decisive Point recognize Firestorm's contribution to defense manufacturing capacity and innovative production pathways. Decisive Point joins $47 million Series A for advanced drone maker Firestorm. New Enterprise Associates recently led a $47 million Series A round for San Diego-based Firestorm Labs, with backing from defense-focused venture firms like Lockheed Martin Ventures, Decisive Point, Washington Harbor Partners, Booz Allen Ventures, and others. Firestorm's use of distributed additive manufacturing for low-cost unmanned aerial systems is crucial for keeping troops safe and positioning the U.S. as a leader in unmanned systems. NEA partner Aaron Jacobson praised Firestorm's capabilities, while Lockheed Martin Ventures' Chris Moran highlighted the importance of deployable 3D drone printing for the military. Firestorm plans to use the funding to scale XCell, a platform for building and repairing drones on the battlefield, providing adaptive technology for complex operational environments. Investors like Washington Harbor Partners see Firestorm as filling a critical manufacturing capacity gap in the defense ecosystem, while Decisive Point views their innovative manufacturing approach as a force multiplier.
Firestorm closes $47 million Series A led by NEA, Lockheed Martin Ventures among defense-focused backers. New Enterprise Associates led a $47 million Series A round for Firestorm Labs, a San Diego-based company focused on advanced drones for warfare. Lockheed Martin Ventures, Decisive Point, Washington Harbor Partners, Booz Allen Ventures, and others joined the round. Firestorm's use of distributed additive manufacturing for unmanned aerial systems is crucial for troop safety and U.S. leadership in unmanned systems. Lockheed Martin Ventures sees on-site 3D drone printing as a key tool for the military. Firestorm plans to use the funding to scale XCell, allowing combat teams to build and repair drones on the battlefield. This milestone empowers Firestorm to deliver critical solutions faster and at scale, reducing production timelines and costs. Activate Capital invests in XNRGY. Activate Capital and XNRGY Climate Systems, known as XNRGY, have announced a strategic investment by Activate in XNRGY, a leading North American manufacturer of sustainable air handling and liquid cooling technologies. This investment will support XNRGY's growth, expand its manufacturing presence, and accelerate the delivery of next-generation cooling solutions for data centers and critical infrastructure. XNRGY recently opened a new 275,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Mesa, Arizona, with plans for a 1-million-square-foot innovation campus. The facility, operational since May 1, 2025, enhances XNRGY's U.S. capacity to meet the rising demand for efficient thermal management solutions, especially in hyperscale data centers. XNRGY's liquid cooling platforms offer advanced energy efficiency, reliability, and scalability designed by a team of experienced HVAC engineers to meet the high operational standards of modern data infrastructure. Activate Capital's investment reflects their commitment to supporting transformative companies like XNRGY that are shaping the global digital economy through high-efficiency critical infrastructure.
Teradata named a leader in data management for analytics platforms. Teradata, a global leader in data management for analytics platforms, has been recognized as a leader in the Forrester Wave Data Management for Analytics Platforms Q2 2025. The report highlights Teradata's strong vision to democratize access to data and AI for all users, with a focus on advancing GenAI LLM, real-time data quality, and interactive data visualization. Teradata excels in operationalizing workloads with in-platform analytics, data modeling, and supporting complex environments. Their Vantage Cloud platform offers diverse data integration and deployment options, catering to various business needs. Chief Product Officer Sumit Arora expressed gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing Teradata's commitment to turning data into value across different environments. For more information, visit Teradata's website. Shoulder Innovations announces closing of a $40 million convertible notes financing. Shoulder Innovations, a medical technology company, has announced the closing of a $40 million convertible notes financing by new investor Fidelity Management and Research Company. This funding will primarily support the commercialization of their advanced implant systems for shoulder arthroplasty, as well as new product development. The Inset glenoid technology, the foundation for their implant systems, aims to reduce stress at the bone implant interface and improve stability. CEO Rob Ball stated that this investment will help advance their mission to redefine shoulder arthroplasty and deliver best-in-class outcomes for patients and specialists. Shoulder Innovations ecosystem is designed to improve preoperative planning, implant design, and procedural efficiency to benefit all stakeholders in the care chain.
Honda celebrates 40 years of production at Anna Engine Plant in Ohio. Honda will mark the 40th anniversary of the Anna Engine Plant on July 22nd, celebrating the largest Honda auto engine plant in the world. AEP is part of the Honda EV Hub, producing ICE, hybrid, and EV models on the same production lines. Since 1985, AEP has built over 32.5 million engines, including power units for performance vehicles and fuel-efficient hybrids. With investments totaling $2.9 billion, AEP has evolved into a facility of over 2.8 million square feet, employing 2,900 associates. As part of Honda's electrified future, AEP will produce aluminum EV battery cases using new processes like megacasting and friction stir welding. Honda's Ohio manufacturing operations have a total capital investment of $13 billion, supporting over 12,000 associates and producing a variety of Honda and Acura automobiles, engines, and transmissions.
Global business leaders prioritize resilience as the new business edge. A new report from BDO reveals that 61% of global business leaders prioritize resilience as the most important quality for thriving in uncertain times. Tectonic States 2025, The New Business Edge, explores how leaders are investing in AI, data infrastructure, and risk thinking to gain a competitive edge. Nearly three-quarters of executives believe resilience requires preparing for multiple outcomes. Yet 42% feel their organization lacks the necessary skills for market disruptions. With growing cyber risks and data security concerns, leaders are balancing innovation and protection. The report highlights the urgent need for investment in foundational tools and skills to build resilience and agility for the future. For more insights, check out the Tectonic States 2025 report by BDO. Q&A with Wayne Fromm, entrepreneur and inventor behind the new Snoopy Magic Mixer. Entrepreneur and inventor Wayne Fromm, best known for creating the original selfie stick, has introduced the Snoopy Magic Mixer to celebrate Snoopy's 75th anniversary. Designed to empower kids to safely explore food preparation, the hands-free device features a swirl disk with no blades or buttons. Fromm's focus on safety and simplicity led to its success, passing safety testing for children as young as 3. The mixer's engineering allows for effective mixing of ingredients like powdered vitamins and smoothies. With BPA-free materials and mess-free operation, the product aims to encourage healthy habits in kids and adults. Fromm's future plans include a steam version to teach food science and inspire future food scientists, building on the Magic Mixer's success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.